Hi there, it's Friday. We are on Romans 14. And Romans 14 talks a lot about not passing judgment on others and not causing another to stumble. And talking about, the church acting in love regarding like those who eat. So those who eat will not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain will not pass judgment on those who eat, for it says in Romans 14:3, for God has welcomed them. And, you know, like basically saying if the church is acting in love, then the strong will not be a stumbling block to the weak. Yeah, it's all very confusing, I know. Who's weak? Who's strong? There's a lot. But I think Paul's like stumbling block principle is very much misunderstood and abused in the church. I think a lot of times it's used as like a power play to enforce like the lowest common denominator convictions. If someone does something that offends us, we accuse them of being a stumbling block until they conform to our convictions and our practice. And I think we have to be careful. What makes someone, you know, a quote unquote stumbling block is not that they're doing something that offends us. And I think we need to be careful with that because we get offended very easily. Paul didn't, you know, stop eating the marketplace meat. And he challenged the Corinthians who were judging him for it, who were being offended by it. And, you know, so he's calling in this passage both the weak and strong to not judge each other. And to discern their behavior on the basis of love for one another, not the basis of I know more than you, or and not on the basis of freedom, but on the basis of love for each other. And I think this is very complex and confusing. But I think this hard-fought unity redirects us from following rules, being rule-seeking. And instead looking at the good of another person, looking for the good of each other. You know, this is a unity that invites being sensitive to the spirit and to each other and wanting good for others, seeking the good of another instead of follow my rules. You're offending me. But instead, listening to the spirit, being sensitive to the spirit and to each other. And I think the way to true unity through this is to love like Christ did and not to live for ourselves. But I don't totally know what that looks like. Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand chapter 14. And I know it's hard not to get offended easily or think that I'm right about things. And so I pray, Lord, that you would help all of us to just want the good for each other, seeking the good of each other, and instead of rule-seeking, help us to be sensitive to your spirit and to each other. In Jesus' name, amen.